Now, I saw a video of this young lady, and she had some words for people, or especially women, that voted for Biden. Because, as you probably know, the Biden administration updated Title IX. And I think those updates will take effect by the end of this year. So let's listen to what this young lady had to say.
To all the women who voted Joe Biden into office and are now sitting back silently as he pisses all over Title IX and absolutely shits on all the work that was done to protect women's spaces and education, I hope you're happy. Congratulations, you got exactly what you wanted. If you voted for Joe Biden and you have a daughter, look her in the eyes and explain to her that you were too much of a sheep to vote the right way, that it will now cost her spaces, her privacy in bathrooms and locker rooms, her scholarships that are designated just for women, internships that are just designated to women, safe spaces on campus that are designated for women, like female, all-female dorms. This is the biggest attack on women since, suffrage. Like, this is just, and it is embarrassing to me, the amount of women who voted for Joe Biden. He hates women. When Roe v. Wade was overturned, you could not go to one corner of the internet without seeing a woman complaining about how this was an attack on her rights. And now, the most obvious attack on women's rights in American history is happening right in front of us, and nobody has anything to say about it. It's just mind-boggling to me. Parents, protect your children. This is an attack on children. This is going to affect educational spaces from the kindergarten level all the way through college. And vote intelligently.
Now, you heard her. She's not happy with the updates because she said that those updates will include basically abolishing the safe spaces for women, for biological women. And she doesn't like it. The scholarships, I think they're still debating whether or not to allow transgender athletes to participate in their preferred category. I do feel her pain because Title IX was put in place to protect women, to give women their own spaces, and all that is in jeopardy now. All the sacrifices and all that hard work that women and men put in to get Title IX, it seems like it was all in vain. But we'll see what happens. Maybe, just maybe, people and women have to experience the new set of rules before they, let's just say, get their senses back and say, we didn't want this. Let's hope it's not too late by then. So we'll see. But what do you think? Do you think this is good? Do you think this is appropriate to have biological men, transgender women, in female-only spaces like locker rooms, saunas, at a spa? Are you feeling comfortable that when your daughter's there, that biological men or transgender women change in those spaces and they might not have had the surgery? I don't know. I guess we will find out, and we'll see how things go from there. But yeah, let me know what you think. Please like, comment, and subscribe. And as always, I appreciate you spending your time with me, and I'll see you on the next one.